Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble here. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com. Or if you like to type, here's a long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the original one. So we have that one. The short one, if you don't like to type, if you're a hunt and peck kind of person, it's jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you like it, you can keep it. If you don't, you can unsubscribe. It's really easy to do either one of those things. So check that out at jbsba.com. Don't forget to check out all the archives. Don't forget to check out the Brain Trust members, the people that we have on the show every day, like our friend and our guest this half hour, Robert Price, the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. You can go back and listen to some past archives of interviews that we've done with Robert, including the first interviews of the series that he and I are conducting. And Robert is a senior research fellow at the Global Entrepreneurship Institute, and he's based out of Laguna Beach, California. And as I mentioned, he's the author of the outstanding book that I think would really help you a lot, folks. It's helped me, believe it or not, in my world. And the book's called The Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success: Powerful Strategies for Building a High Profit Business. Robert Price, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me aboard, and great introduction.
It's good to have you back. That's just the way your mother asked me to write it, to read it.
Yeah,
Robert.
Exactly. Good, Robert, I'm glad she got a hold of you.
Yeah, she did. Robert, we've been conducting a series, about a three-part series, as I remember, on what you define in your book as the entrepreneurial life cycle. And we've already been through five of the seven stages. And what I'd like to do for now, for the first segment, is quickly review what you consider to be the first five stages of the entrepreneurial life cycle. And then, folks, the rest of the segment, the rest of the visit with Robert, we're going to talk about the sixth and the seventh stage. So, Robert, go ahead.
Yeah, great. Thanks for setting that up. As we discuss the entrepreneurial life cycle, we're saying that entrepreneurship, the activity of entrepreneurship, sort of goes through a process in what we call is the entrepreneurial life cycle. And the first five stages are the point of when the entrepreneur is trying to put together the idea, get it headed in the right direction. And the other two stages, which we'll cover later today, is about really where the entrepreneur is going with the whole business activity. Stage one is what we call the opportunity recognition. And this is the gestation stage. This is where the entrepreneurs are involved in the pre-start analysis. They're thinking about, okay, what should we be doing? When are we going to be doing it? Why is this important? And typically, Jim, this can happen anything from a couple of months when the people get a eureka moment, and it can take all the way up for years, like an innovator or someone that's trying to create a patent or a new idea.
It starts with a dream. And this stage builds toward becoming educated, collecting information, talking to folks, sounding it out with maybe some other people, and just sort of seeing what it looks like.
Exactly. That's very well put. And also remember the entrepreneur has to look internally and go, wow, is this something that I really want to do? Is my family or friends going to be behind me and support
It's sort of like trying on, you know, trying something on, isn't it? I mean, it's like putting a suit on to see if it fits and see if you're comfortable with it.
That's very well put. Not only that, it's like, well, you go look before the mirror. That means you're looking internally. You might have a friend with you as you try on the suit and go, wow,
does this make me look fat?
Yeah, exactly. And then the next stage is opportunity focusing, stage two. This becomes what we're calling like the sanity check. It's a go, no-go environment where, well, should we advance? Should we move ahead? And we begin to start to focus on this entrepreneurial activity or this eureka moment that we found. And as we've talked in the past, this is almost to the point of going to the trade shows that are particular to your industry or seeking out the main experts. And entrepreneurs need to recognize that so many experts or people that are special have a special capability in a particular field. They would love to be able to help entrepreneurs. You know, we all sort of brethren and sisters, all in the same environment.
Right.
So it's fascinating, you know, to be able to go out and find, like, maybe the domain expert and, hey, what do you think about this? Or, you know, how can you help me?
So then stage three is commitment of resources.
Stage three is the commitment of resources, meaning, okay, we have the direction, we have the idea. Now we want to get committed, and this typically involves writing the business plan and starting to create maybe a sample model, or mm-hmm. with the inventor, it's creating the patent and getting the patent. This is where the rubber begins to meet the road.
Stand by, Robert. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to get these other two points real quick when we come back, and then we're going to move into stages 6 and 7 in the entrepreneurial life cycle. Stay with us. 22.
Well, I was moving down the road in my V8 Ford. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Robert Price, the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. And we're talking about the entrepreneurial life cycles. And Robert, we're at the stage 4 and 5 as we wrap up this little review. And item 4, stage 4 is market entry. This is when we actually tell customers we got something to sell, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's like when the storefront, the door is opened and you're starting to sell your first products, and then you're trying to determine whether the pricing is right, the business model, the advertising, sort of, you know, after you experiment, seeing how things are beginning to get together. And then stage 5 is the full launch and the growth. You've got your market entry, you're starting to do some sales, and you're thinking, wow, should we be hiring some people, or who should we hire, what directions? And really, this is the key point where the entrepreneur needs to determine, is this going to be just a lifestyle-type business where it's going to be one or two folks, or really, could this thing grow, you know, nationally, or you need to be picking up more people, or getting a professional business team behind you. So that's the big decision is stage 5.
Well, you know, these stages that you've identified here, Robert, are so important. If prospective small business owners would just look at these headers, never mind the paragraphs, although the information inside the paragraphs will help them, but just if they could just realize that there are these stages that we
right.
all go through, whether we realize it or not, whether we accept it or not, we all do that. And if by recognizing these steps must be taken in order to be successful, it helps you to maybe it'll help you slow down just a little bit. Maybe it'll help you to be a little more deliberate about the process. It'll help you to make sure that you recognize that this is not something you can wake up on Monday morning and think about and be in business by Friday.
Exactly,
and believe
really,
it or not, a lot of people think that.
Exactly. They, you know, people will, you know, when I'm doing book signings and such, people will come up and go, "Well, you know," so I buy the book and I'm off to the races. And I go, "No, these are the steps you're going to have to be going through." You know, I literally
right.
open up right to these couple pages we're talking about and say, "You know, this is, you know, help me understand where you're at."
Well, I would want to say, well, look at that book on surgery over there. If I handed you that book, could you become a surgeon?
Okay, yeah, that's a better well,
stated. Let's talk stage 6.
Yeah, stage 6 is what we call the maturity and expansion stage. Now, this is remember, you got the full launch. You're thinking, wow, you're ready to go full throttle and you have all these great ideas, and companies are coming to partner with you, or stores want to buy your product, all the above. In the maturity and expansion stage 6, that's when your entrepreneurial activity really becomes a market leader, or we say like at cruising altitude.
You have an opportunity potentially for market dominance, isn't it?
Yes, that's you're like going, okay, this is something we can really do well. We've got the production capabilities down, or we have the brand name that people around the United States or even the world have recognized us. We're getting hits on our website. We're getting faxes from overseas orders.
Maybe we're being imitated.
Yeah, that's
competition.
Another,
like, the competition is coming after us. They're shooting at us.
Well, that's Jim. That's a segue to what we call the a growth wall, where a lot of times during stage six, when the company has become mature and has a full fledged team, and maybe the entrepreneur stepped aside, that leaves an opportunity for fast followers. What we call fast followers, where someone can come up behind them as a direct competitor, and then, the growth could actually be flattened out. So,
well, the term mature is often seen as a positive term. If you're a mature person, that's a compliment. If you've got mature landscape around your house, that means you've got a really lush and quality, view of, from your window. That's a good thing. But a mature company, it's a two-sided sword, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, just a little over a year ago, I was working with a small-cap, publicly traded NASDAQ company, and this is working in the military aerospace and defense electronics, and it hit the growth wall. So it was a mature, very mature company, maybe 25, 30 years old, very mature product line. But we had to put together a team to become more entrepreneurial, write some new business plans, some new product ideas.
Because once a business gets to a certain level, a lot of times they start basically just living off of their old innovations, and entrepreneurialism really kind of slows down, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's what we try and cover in the book, is more of the entrepreneurial activity. So it's the thought process and the planning that's behind the entrepreneurial activity that literally any company, anybody listening to the program today would be able to apply our book, apply the idea to their company.
Right. Absolutely. Well, and also another thing to remember, Robert, is the idea of a mature industry, to be working in not only a mature company, but a mature industry. Those can be a little dangerous too, can't they?
Right. Especially if the profit, the capability for making profit could be, weakened or taken out of the industry. Well, that's when when you need to really have a refocus of what you're trying to do, introduce new products or maybe new direction, new strategy.
Just about, it's sad to say, Robert, but just about the time you think you got everything going really well and you're really sort of rocking and rolling, that's the time when you may be in the most danger, believe it or not. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Robert Price is going to talk to us about the liquidity event, Stage 7, after these messages. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with Robert Price, and he's the author of Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success, which is available wherever books are sold. Robert, give us your website, too, please.
Right. It's Global Entrepreneurship is located at gcase.org. That's www.gcase.org.
What do we find when we get there?
Oh, we have comprehensive resources about the information we've used to help develop the book. We're having a great online discussion forum, a real-time digital format that we have online. We have bibliography and complete web resources.
And the book is available wherever books are sold, right?
Exactly. All the popular bookstores. And as a matter of fact, it's neat to find it when I'm doing Google searches and stuff in thousands of bookstores around the world right now. So it's fascinating.
Well, and also, folks, at your local bookstore, wherever you see books, if they don't have it, they can order it for you. The author's name is Robert W. Price. The book is called Roadmap to Entrepreneurial Success. Robert, let's talk about this liquidity event, number 7.
Yeah, number 7, the liquidity event, it's sort of like the target for your ideas and your goals, your mission statement, wherever you're going. This is where your direction, this is why you're actually trying to build this business, and this is what you're looking to get out of it. So as we work with entrepreneurs, we say this is like Columbus, setting sail, heading for the new world. This is the North Star that's guiding you with your business, your direction. This is so key, And we have to put this in our book. We even have a whole chapter on creating the exit and harvest strategy, because so many people who want to get involved with you as your entrepreneur and want to get involved in your business, they want to know where you're going. So
especially,
this is very key
especially
that you can say
if you're,
and communicate.
Especially if you're bringing in outside investors.
Oh, it's so key if you're bringing an outside investor, because they're going to say, well, if I'm going to give you money and put money into your business entity, what do I get out of it and when?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's so key.
Because one of the things that we need to point out here, Robert, is that getting distributions out of a small business is a very rare thing.
Right.
Getting any kind of distribution out of a non-public company is a very, if you put capital into a small business, getting that capital out of it is a very rare, I'm not saying it never happens, but it is a rare event. And so there has to be, anybody that you ask money for, they're going to want specific answers, aren't they?
Exactly.
On how
even
gonna
if
come
it's going to be some kind of, payment or dividends or percentage of the company or maybe a chance to even help sell the company down the road. That's all key.
Right. So as far as the exit strategy, though, for the owner, do you recommend that we go into the business thinking about how we're going to get out as the founder of the company?
As we talk about, like with, Stephen Covey has that famous quote, beginning with the end in mind. And I only put that in the book because I've come across so many investors, angel investors, and venture capitalists who actually really sort of look for the entrepreneur to be saying, this is the direction where I'm going, and this is why. And by the way, this is what you as the investor will get out of this type of investment and out of my new business venture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that we need to be thinking about when we come to the liquidity stage? What are some of the steps?
Well, some of the steps are you need to have really your business plan complete. You need to have your financials complete. You need to have an awareness of what's going on as what we say comparables, meaning what type of companies that are similar to yours are being sold, how are they being sold, to whom are they being sold, and very close understanding of the valuation. What's the value of the company? What's the value of the business opportunity in case someone wanted to just buy the company outright? Or maybe there's a larger company in the space that might be interested in buying what you have. And a lot of times, Jim, a strategic partner could be coming in to buying just a part of the business, saying, okay, this is some of the activity that you've developed, the business activity that we would like to buy and add to our product line.
Another thing that you need to do, and this is something we've talked about with our business valuation expert Russell Brown, who, by the way, folks, is going to be on the show in our next show, is if you're going to sell your business, if you're planning on liquidating your business and having an exit strategy, you need to be planning on this several years before you actually do it. At least 2, if not 5 years, so you can start getting things in order, right, Robert?
That's excellent advice, and like you said, you need to have what you're trying to do, your vision of your exit strategy in mind well before you get to that point. Is okay, we have to sell the business, because you can't really scurry about to just
right.
put the documents and all the financials together.
Then it's too late. Robert Price, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Hey, thank you for having me aboard.
We'll see you next time.
Exactly.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. This program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.